Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. It is sports weekend here. Marty Terrell, along with the crack producer, Mr. Daniel Ogden, as we talk the world of sports across the country. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, streamed at sportsbyline.com 24/7. We're archived 24/7, 365. iHeartRadio, just get the app for Sports Byline. There's a separate app for Sports Overnight America. Lots to get to. We're fully guested today. DJ Shields from Dallas-Fort Worth will weigh in. We'll talk a little SEC Media Week and some other stuff. He's a character, folks. High energy, the raspy repartee back and forth, Mr. DJ Shields. Zayd Hussein, who's going to be on the Chicago Big Ten NFC North beat, he'll join us bottom of the hour. He'll sweep the bottom of the hour. And we'll close it out with Jason Jewell. We'll talk some finances and why do our professional athletes who get millions of dollars end up broke. And how to avoid such a scenario. I see LT got arrested again, man. I mean, you know, he had that relationship with that underage girl, a young lady, man, someone's daughter, man. And, you know, he moves around and you got to check in. Trust me. I know you have to check in when you run astray of the law, man. You got conditions. Good luck. Cause you'll sit there and rot. And it's a very, very tough go. So LT, not a good look at all. Horrible job out of him. Baseball got back underway. Cubbies, you know, listen. I mean, Justin Steele rolls out there, a nice little lefty. They went into the All-Star break, did a nice job. You know, the Cubs were salty going before the break, had a big series. I think against Philly, they were very – against Baltimore, they were sharp. Forget Philly. They were sharp against the high-flying Orioles. And then they kind of dimmed the halo on the Angels. But, I mean, the Cubs today just, you know, please. I mean, it should have got beat like 10-2. It was 5-2 final. I dipped into Pat Hughes and a little bit of Cubs baseball. I'm itching. You know, here we are mid-July, headed towards the end of the month. You know what looms, folks? I mean, you know what looms. And it's Big Daddy football. It's right around the corner. And I tell everyone here, with our group here at Sports Byline, the season's underway. Football is underway right now. Make no mistake. And we're going to talk some Bear stuff with Caleb Williams. He's going to get some reps in preseason against the Texans and the Bengals and the final preseason game as well. I'm Marty Terrell, Dan Ogden along the way as well. We roll along here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. Marty Terrell along the way. Daniel Ogden is producing back in San Francisco. And we got a, we really do have a big weekend. I mean, we're coming off the, you know, the Copa, the Euro 2024. Wimbledon was good. British Open. We'll get to that leaderboard here in a little bit. But we got to do some football, we told you. Yogi Roth, Big Ten Network. Let's get him in here, and away we go. Always in a mood to talk football and the Big Ten in particular. Yogi, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell here across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on American Forces Network. How are you, Yogi?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yes, let's talk a little Big Ten. You know, I tell people now the football season's already underway, man. You get those preseason magazines, we start to talk about it. Obviously, the landscape is just unprecedented. We have a 12-team playoff. Give me a quick hit on the Big Ten. I mean, we've got four new invaders. We got high-profile teams coming in. Michigan's coming off a national championship. A lot of pressure on Ryan Day, Ohio State. Give me a little thumbnail sketch, 2024 Big Ten, as we look at it here in July. Let me hear.
Well, I think it's, you know, there's usually two super conferences right now that have separated. And I think with the year that the Pac-12 had, especially the teams at the top, and now where they're going, which is this new league, coupled with what you referenced about Michigan and Ohio State and what Penn State has always been, and now with, you know, the elimination of two divisions, it's going to be one of the most competitive conferences, if not the most competitive, by the end of the year in the country. And I think it's a fair conversation, clearly, with them and the SEC. I'm excited. I'm excited for the new teams. Oregon is loaded. Just got done connecting with Dan Lanning earlier today, and so it's the best roster on paper he's ever had at Oregon in his three seasons, and I would agree. They're in a position to do special things. Ohio State, I think, returns eight or nine players that would have been early draft picks, but due to unfinished business and, of course, the state of the game and NIL, they chose to return to Columbus. So they're loaded, man. So it's going to be fun. They play each other in Austin. So I just think overall, for football fans, it's going to be different. But I think the marquee games around the country, USC, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, against, UW for a whiteout in Happy Valley. I think it's going to be cool for football fans coming off. It was the most viewed college football season in history on television.
Yeah. I do want to talk about their TV package. It's crazy, and we'll get to that in a moment. But I've got this one circled, and we're going. I cannot wait, honestly. I hate to see summer go away, but, hey, look, you can't stop the clock, and away we go. How about Michigan, Texas at the Big House on September 7th? How does that one go? And you got Iowa, Iowa State. That weekend, that Saturday, September 7th, is pure gold. I think a five-star game all the way, at least on paper, Michigan, Texas. Give me a hit there.
Oh, it's been amazing. I was just with Joe Klatt. We kind of had our, kickoff to the season with Fox and the Big Ten Network, of course. And, those guys are calling the game. So you can only imagine how juiced they are. Texas is, to me, like rolling under Steve Sarkisian. It reminds me a lot of Oregon. That's probably going to be his most talented team down in Austin for Steve Sarkisian. Much like I just referenced with Dan Lanning, you look at Sean Moore and the culture that's been built there. I think this is his seven or eighth season, on that staff in some capacity now is, the full-time head coach. We saw what he's capable of last year. They're bringing two new coordinators on both sides of the ball there. And they've got a battle at quarterback, but they're loaded at other positions, man. And they're going to be a physical outfit. And again, it's a really healthy culture in terms of its player-led program. Jim Harbaugh referenced that. Sean Moore has referenced that. So I love that matchup. And I think what's going to be fun this year is, who didn't love an early season matchup? It was Bama, Texas the last couple of years, or now this one, as you're referencing, in the non-con slate. It used to kind of knock you out of the playoff, and you'd be out of the conversation until November because of what the 14 playoff created. Now it's not. I mean, you could have three losses and still find yourself into the playoff. And I would imagine the winner of that game, let's just keep a pulse on it all season long, because that might sway the committee to having, which conference gets one or more teams. Right? It would be fair to assume that both conferences are going to get three teams in the playoff. Which one gets four? It might be about that game because of who they both play as the season continues on.
Yeah, Yogi Roth with us, Big Ten Network. There's got to be enormous pressure on Ryan Day. I'll be honest with you, I'm from the East Coast, living in Iowa now, but, this guy came, he's Chip Kelly tree, University of New Hampshire. It's just weird. He's a New England guy coaching at Ohio State. It's just a head scratcher. But there again, Brian Kelly is a Boston guy, and then college in Worcester, Massachusetts. He was at Notre Dame and now at LSU. How much pressure, Yogi, does Ryan Day have on him? I mean, we know they're going to get into the playoff, at least we think. At worst and at large, but I mean, if this doesn't come out almost pristine, he's probably walking the plank, or is that just being too hyperbolic? Ryan Day, Ohio State. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think that's hyperbolic, but college football is hyperbolic. It's pretty irrational sport, right? Look at Auburn and what they've done with coaches. Look at just the sport in general. But also at Ohio State, it's a big time job. I connected with somebody earlier this morning, just in advance of media days coming in next week. And that's kind of the job. That job comes with a ton of pressure. It comes with a big-time expectation. And it comes with, having to beat your rival in Michigan and compete for national championships. They've done a version of both, right? They've competed for national championships every year under Ryan Day. They're in the mix. And at first they beat Michigan, and of course they've struggled as of late. I am not a fan of, if you win every game and not one, you should get fired. I look at the holistic development of the program under Ryan Day. Now he transitions into, the true CEO role with Chip Kelly coming on to call plays, who I think is a college football Hall of Famer with what Chip Kelly did to the game in general at Oregon and how it impacted so many places. And then you look at the players. Not only those guys that returned, but how about Caleb Downs, some of the transfers that came that they brought in. I think they brought in eight guys from the portal. All big-time impact players. They're going to run the daylights out of the ball. They're going to play really good defense. They've got, you could argue, the best secondary in America. Expectations are through the roof. I think that's always going to be the case there. I actually think he's a really good fit at Ohio State. Look at Nick Saban. He grew up in West Virginia, and nobody was saying he didn't fit in Alabama. So I think it comes down to, if you win, you fit. John Wooden grew up in the Midwest, and, he's a UCLA legend for obvious reasons. So I don't know about that. I think just the way that it ended with the loss and where that game is on the schedule, it always is going to leave an impression around the country.
I tell you what, you guys do a phenomenal job. I really do. I mean, the Big Ten Network, it's addictive. You guys show everything. You replay stuff. It is really, and college kids love it. And I'll tell you this, let's close on this note. We were just short on time, but I got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. The fact that you guys kind of put it on the tee and get it going at 11 o'clock Eastern, and, of course, with these teams out west coming east, it's going to be 8 o'clock in the morning back there if they're playing a noon game on the or 9 o'clock in the morning on the east coast on the west coast if they're playing on the east coast. Bottom line is, you guys set the table for Fox, CBS, and NBC. I mean, you could not script a better TV package. Give me a minute on the Big Ten TV package. Let me hear.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I mean, it's my first year, right? I was at the Pac-12 Network for the last 12 years. I knew there was going to be transition, so I launched my own thing called Y Option, which is going to be college football through the lens of the West Coast. And then landing at a place like the Big Ten Network is something I'm taking great pride in, because during the week I'll be able to still talk about these teams on the West Coast. And then on Saturdays and on Mondays, and you reference how the Big Ten sets the slate for the weekend, it's just really fun. And I'm just coming off of our all staff meeting, as I referenced earlier. And the community, the broadcasters, the producers, the talent at Fox and the Big Ten Network, those are great, like great people. Like, I just really love getting to know them, especially after going through what we went through in the Pac-12 a year ago. It's just been really fun to land there with myself, Ashley Adamson, Guy Haberman. We're going to be on a crew together, Guy and I calling games. So really just excited. And then to watch how college football transitions. And, you know, I think it's safe to say, like, you got to be around one of the two main leagues, because that's the big time discussion. And I think that's where college football is going, to even more of super conferences, and who knows what will happen in 2 weeks with Clemson and Florida State, let alone 2 years, but the Big Ten is a really healthy and strong place to be.
No question. Hey, Yogi, we appreciate it, man. We'll see you during the season, undoubtedly. Congrats, and keep doing what you guys are doing up in Chicago and across Big Ten and the country. Great job out of you. Thank you, Yogi. Have a great weekend, pal.
Anytime, bro.
You got it. There you go. Yogi Roth. I'm Marty Terrell. We're going to double up. We're going to go DJ Shields and Zaid Hussein, because I screwed up. I admit it. I own it. I overbooked. Usually I'm underbooked. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We're going to get right into it because, you know, I'm a screwball, and it's Friday into a weekend, and running around getting sports weekend, I overbooked, and I got to get him in here. I got two. Two is better than one. I'm seeing double, and I'm hearing double. Zaid Hussain up in Chicago. Zaid, how are you, my man?
Doing great. How are we doing?
Good, good. You're on time. We got an invader, DJ Shields in Dallas. We are going to go back and forth. We're going to play a little radio tennis. DJ, winning. What's up, big cat?
What's up, baby? I'm down here in Austin, Texas, on a little vacation with my wife. But you know what? I couldn't wait to call in, answer some questions, and let's get it on. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to start with Zaid. Zaid, I'm looking at the Bears depth chart. You know, Caleb Williams obviously is the franchise. They at least hope. It's been a long time since the Bears have had a even meaningful quarterback. I mean, when you think about it, they're going to give him reps in preseason, Hall of Fame game coming up in Canton. They open at home against the Bengals. Give me the lay of the land, Williams, as he gets ready to launch a rookie career. They got C.J. Stroud, or do they have something less than that? Let's hear.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at Caleb Williams and this Bears offense, this is one of the better Bears offense we've had within the last 10 years. I mean, you look at all the skill position players that we have, adding DeAndre Swift, adding Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunza. You know, all these guys, very, very big offensive weapons for Caleb Williams. So he's not coming into a team that's depleted that we've seen in the past for the Chicago Bears. He's surrounded by major weapons, great wide receivers, and guys that are going to make an impact right away. You know, I think the Chicago Bears come out strong in the preseason. I think they play him a lot in the second and third game and really get himself going. And by the time we kick off to the regular season, I think the Bears get off and running here offensively.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is I think you're right. They're going to increase his reps. Usually a starting quarterback doesn't even see the field in the third, and it used to be the fourth preseason game. Great point there. Hey, DJ, I'll bring it in here. You got a veteran quarterback, and there's you know, it's all contract, and it's everything with Prescott with the Cowboys. Got a rookie up in Chicago who could light up the world. The quarterbacking situation in Dallas feels weird to me. Give me a quick hit on Prescott and the Cowboys.
Man, that's a tough question, but you know what? You know, Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott, they've been dangling this thing around for a long time. Everybody wants to know, can he win the big game? Can he take Dallas to the Super Bowl? The answer is, to me, it's no. He's a great guy, great quarterback. He can lead his team through the regular season, but when it's time to really turn up, the Patrick Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, when it's time to win a Super Bowl or win even a playoff game and really lead your team, and Dak may hate me for this, but he sees ghosts. He doesn't see the field right. He throws interceptions. And pretty much, I don't think Dak can get it done for the Dallas Cowboys. So Trey Lance is lingering in the background. San Francisco wrote him off, but San Francisco did not give Trey Lance a chance. If he gets a chance in Dallas, if Dak gets hurt, you better watch out. Dak's going to get moved on, and Trey Lance may come on, and let's see what he does.
Yeah, no question. Hey, we got both of our new hires, DJ Shields. He's going to have the SEC at Texas and Oklahoma locked and loaded. Zaid Hussain, outstanding college, Chicagoland, Midwest, Big Ten, and the NFC North. And, Zaid, that's where I'm going next with you. I'm jealous. I really am. You are going to see, I think, arguably the most contentious, most interesting NFC North, I swear to God, top to bottom, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, Bears. Give me your take on that four-pack and that division, NFC North. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think when you look at the division, it's the best it's been in years. I mean, when you look at the Detroit Lions, they're a team that historically has been, you know, at the bottom of the division and the bottom of the NFL. But now you look at this team, what they've done last year, what Dan Campbell was able to do with the team. You know, it's really interesting. I think the Lions are going to be another top five team in the NFL. I think they were the best team last year, honestly. And you look at what they do offensively and defensively, this is a team that players love to play for under Dan Campbell. And then when you look at the Packers, man, Jordan Love, his progression throughout the years has been really interesting to see. You know, he, I think, can take this next step this year to that elite quarterback level. And we're going to have a lot of action here, especially with the Vikings as well. You know, a new look for them. And you have Justin Jefferson always running wild. This is a very interesting division. I think there could be a lot of good finishes, especially divisional matchups here between the Bears and the Lions and, you know, the Bears and the Vikings.
I'm with you on that. No question. Zaid Hussain, Chicagoland, doing an outstanding job for us. NFC North College football. Speaking of college football, and he's in Austin, Texas. Hook 'em horns, baby. Winning DJ Shields. But you know what? I asked you this before, man. Quinn Ewers is great. What the heck is Arch Manning going to do running around with a clipboard for the second straight year? I mean, it drives me cuckoo. It really and truly does. Nothing against Ewers. Give me what's the burnt orange? What's the chatter in the burnt orange? I mean, if Ewers goes down, you got an elite backup. How about the Texas situation? Let me hear.
Hey, Austin, Texas is a place to be, baby. Arch Manning, doesn't matter if he's walking around with a clipboard, if he's wearing damn short shorts, a little crop top, it doesn't matter, because here's what's going to happen. He's going to wait till it's his turn. If something happens to yours, once he gets in, he's going to completely dominate. If you guys watch the spring game, I think it was 21 for 25. I don't want to misquote it, but I think 21 for 25, man, he dominated. All of his balls are on point. He throws a perfect spiral. He can get out of the pocket. He can move the pocket to the left. He can move the pocket to the right. And when he sees anybody, his on-timing routes are on point. So I think Texas, regardless, and I don't know if you guys seen this quote from Nick Saban, Texas is going to win the SEC. If y'all don't like me, y'all can argue with y'all's mama, and I'm out.
DJ Shields doing a little sports roundtable here on a sports weekend. Hey, Zaid, back to you, and I'm switching gears away from football. UFC, what do we got on tap? You are really strong on this. What do we have on tap with MMA, UFC? Let's hear.
Yeah, you know, we have a big pay-per-view card in Manchester, England, taking place next week on July 27. Bilal, remember the name, Muhammad fighting Leon Edwards. And then you also have Tom Aspinall versus Curtis Blaydes, two big title fights taking place. And our Chicago's own Bilal Muhammad, you know, fighting for the welterweight title. I think these are very, very interesting matchups. You have Muhammad coming in as a plus 180 underdog, which is something to really take notice of, because he's a guy that's been in camp training for the last almost year and a half preparing for this fight. It's been that long. After he's been with Gilbert Burns, you know, he's able to take some time off, but then he got right back in the gym waiting for the title shot. And this guy is as hungry as can be. I had the pleasure of interviewing him about a week ago, and, you know, he is locked in and ready to roll. I think he's a very live underdog come next weekend for July 27th.
Mr. Nazade, he's setting the table there. Good job out of you. All right, DJ. You know, DJ, you and I are going to be hanging out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, you're going to get the heebie-jeebies being the fast-talking Texan that you are. You're going to be in ACC country talking to Dabo from Clemson. You're going to be talking to the Florida State coach, Norvell. I mean, you're going to be rocking and rolling, but, I mean, you're going into enemy territory. You're going to the lowly ACC from your now SEC outpost there in Dallas. Give me your take on Charlotte. We're going to have some good food and a good time. Football season.
Man, Marty, I cannot wait to meet you out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's my take on this. I'll be real brief. Preston Stone from SMU. Well, SMU's a newcomer. He's not a newcomer, but SMU is going to make some waves. They're going to come out there. I don't know if they will actually win or even be close to the top of the ACC, but they have a very good offense. I think they can compete. He's a very good quarterback. Hey, and Dabo Sweeney, I've always loved this dude, man. He's a man of men. I led Trevor Lawrence, which I call Jesus. I cannot wait to get out there and meet Dabo, meet the guys from Florida State. Let's get it, Marty. I'll see you soon.
All right, DJ, good job. All right, one more, Zaid, to bring it on home. It's not in your Chicago and your Midwestern wheelhouse, but I am so sick and tired of NBA Summer League being led with Bronny James. I mean, it's like Tiger Woods in reverse. Woods is at the end. Bronny's at the beginning. and they're leading with him. I get it. They're trying to get eyeballs. Bronny James is borderline G League, for crying out loud. Let's hear your take on him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when you look at this team and Bronny James, he's a guy that, sadly, he's just a young kid under a lot of criticism, and he's going to be facing a ton of criticism early in his career. You know, every bad game he's going to hear about it. Every bad possession he's going to hear about it. Every bad second that he steps on the court, he's going to hear about it. And it kind of sucks for him, but I think he's a guy that is going to be a process. You know, you're going to bring him along slowly. He's going to learn more and more. You guys got to remember, he's not even 20 years old yet. You know, he's still a very young kid. So I think as he gets his feet wet a little bit more and gets his game going, I think he'll turn into a great young NBA player. But he's someone that we're going to have to be patient with as fans. He's not a guy that's going to come in and dominate right away like how his dad did. He's going to take some time to progress over time.
Listen, you guys, I really appreciate the flexibility, little round table here on Sports Weekend. DJ, great job out of you, pal, and we'll get to you over the weekend. Thank you.
Talk soon, guys. Bye.
All right. And Zay, thank you kindly. We appreciate you. Looking forward to the season with you right around the corner. We'll get back to you this weekend as well. Thank you, Zay.
Can't wait, brother. Thank you.
All right. Good job. Very, very flexible guys as we were overbooked today. We brought them in together, which is great. Thank you, Daniel Ogden. Outstanding job. Thank you, Darren Peck and company. All right. Jason Jewell's coming up next. You know, Lawrence Taylor's a good example. You know, I mean, he's made a lot of money. Probably the greatest defensive player who ever put on a helmet. And money woes and crazy stuff, a great example. Well, Jason Jewell is really well versed on this. Plus, what happened to his parents will make the hair stand on the back of your neck. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend on Sports Byline.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcasts. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
It's a summer weekend here, and I'm Marty Terrell. We're on Sports Byline. Give me that Motown there, Daniel. Give me that Motown. You know where this goes. You know where this goes. What they do. Well, the guy we're having on, we know what he does. We're going to tell you coming up here on Sports Byline. What they do. Hi, Marty Terrell. Welcome aboard. A great summer weekend. We got our buddy Jason Jewell from Carson Wealth. I heard him earlier this week on Tuesday on WGHC, one of our great affiliates right outside New York City in the very Tony Westchester County, Fairfield County of Connecticut, New York. Outstanding area, big sports fans, and going to be big fans of this guy. Jason, Carson Wealth, West Des Moines, Iowa. One of the top financial advisors in the state of Iowa, according to Forbes magazine. Welcome aboard, Jason. How you doing? Happy weekend.
Happy Friday, Marty.
I know. Happy weekend. We're going to hear this on Saturday and Sunday as well. You know, we're talking about retirement, man. We're just talking about finances. And, you know, people care about money. You need money to live. You need money to prosper. You need money. And you're prosperous if you have it. And you're good with it, and yet we find so many people that aren't. And sometimes it's not what they do; it's what others did. Your industry gets a lot of scrutiny. You have an enormous amount of trust placed in you, and your parents went down that road. And this is a story and an anecdote that you're comfortable sharing. So this is the Jason Jewell segment, not Marty Terrell. Let's hear this story and how people can benefit from hearing what you're about to convey. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my parents were misguided, and ultimately that was my inspiration to join this field and enter this industry. And, you know, like many Americans, is trying to save for retirement who probably have a family, maybe they've got some children, you know, it involves a lot of sacrifices, right? There's a lot of blood, a lot of sweat and tears as we look to raise kids and put food on the table and put a roof over our head. And that was my parents. And you know, ultimately, they wanted to save for retirement, yet there isn't always enough left to go around, and so you do the best you can. And so, you know, in my instance, eventually, my siblings and I left for college, and we fell off the proverbial payroll, if you will. Uh-huh. And so, you know, my parents were sparked and thinking about, hey, what's the future going to hold? And a few of their curiosities were, hey, have they saved enough? Have they invested correctly? When could they retire? How much money could they possibly live off of in retirement? So they did what a lot of folks do, and they sought out a professional. And, you know, you think of a professional, you put your trust in the professional, they put their trust in this professional, and they took the recommendation, they made investment changes, and took a strategy and approach that unfortunately was troublesome. The reason it was troublesome was partially due to the investment, but it was more specific to how the investment was made in a silo, okay? So we need to think about coordinating all of our investments. So what do I mean by coordination? Marty, have you ever done a Rubik's Cube before?
Yeah, and I find them mind-numbingly painful to do. I've never completed one in my life. I've tried. It's funny you bring that up. If I want to get frustrated, hand me a Rubik's Cube. So go ahead. I can't wait to hear where you're going with this. Let me hear.
Well, my 12-year-old nephew, by the way, he competes in Rubik's Cube. He can complete one in under 10 seconds. Brilliant. Brilliant. So the moral of the Rubik's Cube, though, you think about it. Picture the Rubik's Cube. You've got six colors. You've got six sides. Each color and row must be coordinated perfectly to complete the cube. And so you're thinking, all right, Jason, how is this related to wealth management? Where are we going here? Get to the point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, take each color of the cube and replace it with a financial component, all right? So you got one side of the cube, Social Security, another side's pension, if you're fortunate enough to have that. You know, maybe you've got some investment accounts, traditional IRA, 401k, a Roth IRA, maybe a brokerage account, and then, of course, taxes. It's not overlooked taxes. But in my parents' case, only one side of this cube was taken into consideration, and it cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars and years off their retirement. And so, you know, to have an optimal retirement, it's imperative that we align all sides of the cube. So in this instance, we want to make sure all these financial components are working in harmony and working in symphony. And so how do you create that symphony? And I know that's what we're going to talk about next, and that's ultimately, you know, what to look for in a financial advisor.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I think we need to go. But just to back up for a moment, I mean, did your parents step outside their comfort zone with risk, and were they told up front? What? Because obviously it was either malfeasance, intentional or otherwise, and I'm not trying to shift the blame. I'm just wondering, do you think and theorize that perhaps they just got into things that was just not their style? The risk was too much. Was that the case? And then we'll get into
it was
how
not.
To go about and choose somebody.
It really wasn't. It was not. It wasn't an overly risky investment. It was the lack of coordination. You know, you've got all these financial components, and they have to work in harmony in order to be able to have a successful retirement. You know, naturally, you could choose a certain investment that may be more or less tax efficient. Returns are important, but it's arguably more important what you get to keep, right? We want to make sure we're not tipping the government and paying unnecessary taxes along the way.
Talking to Jason Jewell with Carson Wealth. And, you know, we hit a very active demographic of men and women. And like I said, in some very wealthy pockets of the country with our soccer and our golf chatter. I mean, it really does. And I love this category. But here's where I want to go with you. In choosing a financial advisor, our athletes today, they got agents, they get financial advisors, they got family members, and they need layers of insulation. Well, so does anybody. I mean, a buddy of mine said, look, yeah, I do well financially, but you know what? I don't like it because people want to borrow money all the time. I've done well and blah, blah, blah. So how do you choose that person and how do you go about it? Because I don't know, you don't just get online and Google financial advisor and, you know, take out a dartboard and just, you know, hit a name and call. How do you go about it, Jason?
So true. So true. Well, number one, you know, you evaluate wealth advisors. I say wealth advisor because it's going to be more than just investments. But ultimately, you're starting with experience. And I'm not talking about just years experience in the business. I'm talking about, are they recognized experts in their field? Do they have any special designations which would indicate they're equipped to work with someone like you? Like, for example, I'm a retirement income certified professional as well as an accredited investment fiduciary among all the other licenses I have, right? So what are their designations? And these designations ultimately help you understand if this is a generalist that you're looking or you're potentially going to be working with or if they're a specialist, right? So I like to think of it as to medical terms. You can go to a general practitioner or you can go to a surgeon, right? So general practitioner might be appropriate more in the accumulation years when you're saving money, when you're investing money. But when you're in retirement, you really have to have this coordinated effort from a Rubik's Cube perspective. And that's where you need a surgeon. And so, you know, at the beginning of my career, I was a generalist. I had 800 clients, and it was myself and three others. I was on a team of four. Well, now, since becoming a surgeon, I work with about 300 clients and a team of nine. And not all advisors are created equal. And so, you know, at my former firm, my mission was to serve anybody and everybody, which hence why I had 800 clients. But here I thought serving anyone and everyone made me noble. And I really helped clients ranging from 5,000 to 5 million. But you know, why is that negative? Well, because the moment you try to be everything to everyone, you're nothing to no one. And so, you know, the most renowned and successful advisors and surgeons, you know, they design a team of professionals to serve a specific individual, a specific ailment. In this case, I serve and my team serves a specific type of client, you know, someone who's entering or nearing retirement, kind of that 55 to 75 age range. a high achiever, high performer. You know, those individuals who work long hours. And during their working hours, they made a tremendous amount of sacrifices. And so in this next chapter, the folks that I work with, they are looking to hire a team to help them with anything and everything financial. So they can live out the retirement that they've dreamt of without fear of running out of money, paying too much in taxes. And ultimately, like I said, it goes all back to that financial Rubik's Cube. You need a team of competent professionals to coordinate this financial effort.
You know, you put that in such easy, relatable terms. It really, truly is. I got one other question, and I had somebody in advance to you coming on today ask me to ask you this. People show up, and they're almost programmed from somewhere, somehow, Money Magazine, the Internet, and they want diversification. And I got buddies that are, like, getting into crypto, and I'm like, man, to me, that's just, you know, crazy. And I don't want to go there, but I do want to hit that diversification. Does that same rule apply, or not rule, but does that same opportunity exist in a retirement mode when you're managing basically your life savings? Are you diversified, or does diversification even apply here? I'm interested to hear.
Absolutely. Concentration is the fastest way to grow wealth, accumulate wealth. Diversification is how you protect it.
And why is that so?
Diversification gives us the ability to invest in multiple vehicles. Multiple investment vehicles are going to change with the markets in different ways. We call it an inverse relationship. When some investments go up, others go down, and vice versa. That right. helps us maintain a steady, more steady balance, and then be able to reap the benefit of consistent income in retirement. Just like last segment, you know, we want to continue to live in the mansion and not have to move into the tent.
We had a scary day with all this cyber stuff going on. I was worried about financial markets. I was worried about having to move money today to some of our vendors via wires. Did it affect you? I mean, I'm going totally off topic here. Did it affect you guys in the financial industry with all this cyber stuff going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little disruption. What we do is a little different, though, right? I mean, we're not day trading.
Right.
And so when we think of retirement is more long-term in nature. It's not to say we're not going to make changes on a regular basis. I'll give you a prime example. During COVID, for example, right? Markets go to heck in a handbasket during COVID. Market falls 36%. What's your sell strategy? At what point do we need to make changes? And most advisors, they have to reach out to their clients. They have to make those phone calls. And so is the client actually going to call you back? Are you going to get them? You know, how do those trades take place? Well, with our clients, we have discretion. So our clients put their trust in us, and they say, hey, when something needs to happen, you pull the trigger. So we were able to actually sell out of specific investments in order to protect the downside.
Interesting. And that I remember that. I remember sitting there with my late mom in Massachusetts and just sitting there watching the markets going, what are people doing? And what a difficult phone call to make. I mean, that's got to be the hardest phone call in the world. And you don't have to make one of them. You have to make literally hundreds of them or communicate with people. Jason, I can't begin to tell you how much clarity, how well-spoken you are. Thank you. This podcast will run on the weekend. Very, very grateful. And we'll talk next week. I'm traveling, but you have really helped us. Jason Juhl, folks, it's J-U-H-L. Just go to Carson Wealth on the web. Just Google it. You'll see him in West Des Moines, Iowa. And a very impressive outfit, a very, very high-end firm, and a really good guy. Jason, thank you. I hope you have a great weekend, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jason Juhl, J-U-H-L. I'm Marty Terrell here. This is Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The summer of 1980, broke into radio up in WFTN, Franklin, New Hampshire. That was 44 years ago. My God. I think back at that first radio job. I was waiting for a station, WPOE, to get licensed, a daytime only, 1520 WPOE, which is a daytime station. They protected WKBW out of Buffalo. So we had to sundown, we had to go dark. But, you know, the guys from the University of Massachusetts, the late Scott Backham and Mark Berman, they couldn't get the license and, you know, get it straightened out and had to get a grounding system in. But anyways, they finally popped the cork on the champagne in August of 80. But prior to that, I was up in the Lakes region of New Hampshire, Winnipesaukee, and WFTN stood for Franklin Tilton Northfield. And what a way to break into radio. They were filming the movie On Golden Pond. Hepburn, Henry Fonda, Jane Fonda. It was wild. It was just a wild, wild summer. And every time I hear Allie Thompson, Take a Little Rhythm, pop music, Michael Jackson had a hit. 1980, me and Brock Hines, who you hear on the network, you know, radio junkies, we would argue 1980 might have been one of the, you know, it was the end of the 70s, and the Motown era still survived. But man, 1980 really was a turning point for music, no question about it. All right, what a way to close the show, huh? Daniel Ogden, I love you like a brother. I hope you don't have a broken toe. we will get Dragnet in here to investigate how you broke your toe in the middle of the night. That's going to be an interesting story. You might have been sleepwalking. Anyways, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the weekend here on Sports Overnight. Adios!